Hey everyone, welcome back to Agents Unfiltered,
where we talk about the do's, the don'ts, and the what the fucks of real estate.
Make sure to follow us on the socials. We are at Agents Unfiltered on TikTok and Instagram. And I'm Cassie Day.
I'm Allie.
And Danielle.
I'm the only one with a last name.
I have a short last name.
It's like, I just mean, my personality.
Cassie Day is like one word to me.
It is.
It's Cassie Day.
Mm-hmm. It's Cassie my Day. Whole personality.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, and this week we've decided that we're going to break up and do a few different episodes where we interview one of the three of us just for funsies. Break up into a few different episodes.
Very fitting.
Listen, the verbiage is hard. And do interviews for funsies. And I literally drew the short straw today.
You did.
Which means I'm number one.
Yes.
So.
Okay, I've got a question.
Oh no. Okay, I'm ready.
No, it's okay. This one's a little lead in. What did you do today? Let's share something personal.
Oh my gosh, what did I do today? Okay, I went to our monthly office meeting, which was very good.
Of course it was.
Because obviously Danielle is our broker and she's amazing. And I have some like goals and some things I need to be doing. Mm-hmm. Which is great.
Yeah.
And then I went to an amazing adoption where I cried lots of beautiful tears for a beautiful little girl that we love that we've been waiting to get adopted for a long time. And then I came back over here to podcast. That's my whole life story.
I'm so glad you came to the
adoption. I'm so glad that it's done.
And adopted. I'm very happy.
By the way, we're talking about Danielle's daughter.
Yes. And it was a long road.
3.5 years.
3.5 years.
Here we are.
And she's officially a part of your family.
Yeah.
And we could not be more happy. And it was so beautiful. And I have been to a lot of adoptions. And I think I cried the most tears today.
Oh, that makes me
I definitely happy. Did. I was like, I can't stop. I can't stop.
I did not. I like literally went in and was like, didn't even cross my mind that I would be emotional. And I'm like, I don't know. Like, that's even worse because it catches you off guard. And you're like, wait a minute. Where are all these emotions coming from? This is just like, she's been with me for so long.
It's 3.5 years of you like pouring into this kiddo and then suddenly they're your child after all these years of not knowing if that's going to be what it is or not.
Yeah.
And so.
And I love that both you guys were there.
It was amazing. Yeah. It was the best day ever.
I'm really glad she didn't choose Pepper as her new middle name.
Oh. Thank God. We avoided that.
No offense to the Peppers out there. We see you and we love you.
Oh my gosh. My friend Lindsay would have been thrilled if she
would have been. But that's
not.
No,
I'm glad we chose the name she chose. So
it's beautiful.
Also, though,
yes.
You did a lot of problem solving today. For real
estate. Oh my gosh, real estate.
You did. So I love how you skipped over literally all the real estate you did today.
You know what? I feel like this, I've been working this deal for a long time and it has literally been like jumping so many hurdles. Death is one word. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's been an obstacle course, right? Where you're like, okay, no, we're in the clear. Everything's good. And then you get hit by the side by
it's
a giant
like
foam wand.
That we did when we went to Great Wolf with our kids.
Yes.
And like, you're like walking on those things and you're super unsteady.
Yep.
And like, you may fall to your death at any moment.
At any moment. But that's how it's felt the whole time.
Muster the strength.
And I have learned so much in this 3-month transaction. And I'm so tired and it's set to close tomorrow. And we will celebrate when it does. And it has been a journey. And so I jumped some more obstacles today.
Yeah.
And I think, knock on wood, that we are clear to close tomorrow. I think we're done.
Okay, I have a question for you.
Oh, gosh.
It's a deep question.
I'm ready.
What would you say is your most pivotal moment in your life?
In my whole life.
Ooh.
Oh, my gosh.
I would also love to hear your one for real estate after, but like.
Okay, life. Pivotal life moment. Mm-hmm. I feel like I've had a few throughout my life. I'm trying to think of the most pivotal. I think I have never really fully felt like I have like stood on my own 2 feet until this past year. And I think the day I closed on my house as the sole homeowner shifted something in me of like, I can actually do this life as just me, and I'm powerful and strong enough to like be in charge of my whole life. And I feel like that was such a weird shift for me of like the first time in my life that I've really truly been the only one.
Oh, I would not have guessed that would be your answer, but that's, I love that. That's,
and I just feel cool. Like, I remember the day that I got the call that like we'd closed on my loan and it was just in my name and I owned a house, and it was like, I'm really fucking doing this. Like,
you've never been by yourself.
Never. No. 'Cause I was married at 18. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, and there was a brief period of time. I graduated high school. I had my own place lined up. I moved in, and there was a brief period of time where I lived alone and I was single. And I remember that being such a beautiful time in my life, but it was so brief. And so this was the first time that it was like, I've built this life for myself and I'm sufficient to maintain it myself.
Yeah.
And that was a huge shift for me. And it has been a crazy, really hard year standing in that space, but I'm still here. So, yes. And I've remodeled that bathroom, and you know, there's been so many hurdles this year that I've had to jump over, and it's been really hard, but I'm able to do it by myself, and I didn't think that was something I was capable of. So that was pretty big.
I love that.
Yeah. Real estate wise, I literally got my license I literally passed my real estate test right before COVID shut down. Like everything shut down, I think the day after I passed my test.
Or before. Oh, after.
I took my test and it was literally like within the next couple of days that they weren't doing testing anymore. So I kind of started in a weird time and started really slow. And then like the start of the next year was really slow. And I was kind of like, am I cut out for this? And I think it was that following spring that it was all these deals were falling into place that I was like, oh yeah, I am cut out for this. Like I can do stuff. And I think there was one review in particular the client wrote that was just like, she had worked with multiple agents before me, and her experience with me was like, she would never use anyone else. And I remember thinking, I know what I'm doing. I've got this. Okay. And I love this career field and it feels really comfortable for me, but just knowing that clients were perceiving that made it like, okay, yes, I'm exactly where I should be.
I love that. I feel like too, like I remember that spring and this spring for you.
Yes.
Like, where you're like, this spring. Oh my God, I think I'm done. I think I need to get out of this industry.
Yeah. Or I need to get a second job because I can't.
And then like all the hard work you put in, because at one point, I think it was that spring where you're like, I don't know, I'm working 40 hours a week, nothing, like I'm not like getting it. And I was like, just keep moving.
Yep.
And like, it was all your hard work.
It clicked.
Just came to fruition.
It clicked.
Right like that.
Yeah. Yes. And the same thing happened this spring where it was like, I was grinding and grinding and grinding and going through the midst of this like tough personal lifetime. And I was like, I don't know why I'm doing this. And I now have bills to pay that are all mine. And maybe I should get a job that's not real estate as a backup. And you were like, no, just keep doing what you're doing. And then same thing, all these deals started falling into place and I'm still here. So
I'm still here.
Yes.
I had lunch with a girlfriend a few weeks ago and I've been stealing her line, but she was talking about, she's in the industry in a different office, and was talking about how it's been really slow for her too. And she didn't have any sales this past month. And she's someone that who has had 10 in 1 month. So for her to have none was just like, what the, you know? And she goes, you know what? But after every single one of my slowest, oh no, what am I doing months is always my next highest month. Mm-hmm. And she goes, so it sucks, but I know I've got that to look forward to. And I was like, kind of looking at the patterns on my brokerment. And I was like, all of my biggest months have been after my biggest slumps.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, okay, I'll be fine.
Yep. It's just staying consistent and staying the course and continuing to work the 40-hour weeks, even when you're not making paychecks.
It's easier to say it when you're making the paycheck.
Oh my gosh, tell me about
it. Like when you're making a paycheck and someone's struggling, you're like, oh my God, you'll be fine.
You've got this.
Don't worry. And then you're in the spot and you're just like, why the fuck did I tell someone to be fine? Yes. I am going to pull my hair out.
Nothing is fine.
If someone casually told me that right now, I'd be like, you can kindly walk the other direction.
Yeah.
Let me have moment by moment.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. But thank you.
Yes. Thanks.
It's okay to sit in it for a little bit, as long as you pull out pretty quick.
Yes.
Because otherwise you're going to be, yeah, yeah.
Mm. All right. Want to do one more question?
Yeah, do it.
All right. Let me see here. Who's your favorite child? I'm just kidding.
I all know, but that was also me.
I don't have a favorite child, okay?
I know you don't.
I don't.
It's just funny to me.
The cutest child that can make me literally do anything is obviously Carter.
Not even your child.
Like,
not even your
not own. Even my child, because he literally looks at me and I'm like, yes, I'm in. Whatever it is, I'm in.
It's from here.
I know, that's the thing. He's not my child. So he like gives me this sweet little face. I'm like, yes, yes. Take me on a journey.
All right. Oh my gosh. I always had a soccer coach where when I'd come off the sidelines and he'd yell at me, I'd just be like, okay, all right, okay, all right. And I'd take it all in. He'd be like, how do your parents tell you no? And in my head, I'd always be like, that's nice, but really freaking easily.
Yeah. Really easily. Yeah, it's different.
That's what you're there for.
Yeah. Okay, let's leave it off with like a more fun question.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. We were talking earlier about what kind of dog you are.
Oh my God, you guys. And it's like so frustrating, but it's so true. I can't even be mad about it because.
Also, after we discussed this,
oh my gosh,
how we drive through, yeah. Literally our car came up with one in the.
And Gracie, was it Gracie? Who was it?
Becca goes, oh my God, it's cute, Cassie. And we're yeah. Like, what?
It's your twin. It's your like, twin.
Oh, it's your twin. Yeah. It was so funny.
Because we were talking about everyone's, like, what dog is most fitted to your personality type, right?
Yeah.
And I can be a little yippy, I guess I would say.
Yippy.
I'm really spunky and high energy and can, you know, it's just a lot sometimes. And sometimes I like move faster than my body can handle, which I feel like is also fitting because I was gifted with a beagle is my dog personality
so
type.
Funny. I wonder if people are going to be like, who have beagles, listen and be like, that's not even the person. Like, I don't really know beagles, but I feel like it's very fitting.
No, I feel like it's very fitting for beagles.
I do. I just have never like dealt with beagles.
They're so cute and they're so fun.
They're so cute. Yeah.
Growing up, my cousins always had beagles.
Yes.
Always had beagles. And they were the best. They were little escape artists. They got little legs, but man, they can
see,
run.
Okay, see, that yes! Is Cassie.
I have little legs. I can run. Sometimes I fall. I'm very spunky. And I can be a little yippy. And it was funny because we like took a selfie as a group that was at the candy handout. Oh, and I just did a normal Cassie smile. And Danielle starts laughing. Because apparently.
Also, do you.
First of all, I haven't seen that picture. Way to be on your social media game, ladies.
Yeah.
We're off our social. We're working on it, Allie. It's on my list. Okay. It's fine.
God made you call us out.
Yeah.
But you know, my brothers have said, like, you know, Cassie, but like, actually.
Oh, no. Okay. Yes. Because I had told you a story that you relayed to one of your brothers.
Yeah.
And then he asked me about it, and I told him, and he had said something like, oh, she was really extra Cassie about it, so I knew that it was whatever.
Yeah.
And it's now been coined as a term because...
Yeah, extra Cassie. So the picture was extra Cassie.
It wasn't just like normal level Cassie. Yeah, it was like extra. The next level up.
Oh my
which
gosh.
A normal person is like 7 levels below that.
It makes me so happy for all the people that listen to this podcast that know you because they're just like, eh.
Yeah,
they get it.
They
get
like,
it.
Extra Cassie.
Yes. I posted a TikTok on my page today that is very my personality. If you're wondering what it's like, you can go watch it and then understand a little bit more.
Did you put it on a post or did you just do a story that's going to
I put it on my post on Instagram.
Okay, good.
It's on the gram.
It's stay there forever. It's
on the gram.
It's on the gram.
Oh my gosh, yeah, you guys have to go and see it. Do we have it on our Agents Unfiltered?
It's on Agents Unfiltered. I don't know if it's public, but I can make it public on there.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Yeah, do it. It's hysterical.
It is just so me.
Very fitting of your
it's so me. Because I'm very fun and highly anxious.
It's that, give him a hint. It's me.
Hi, I'm the problem. It's me.
It's
Taylor Swift. So we all love it.
All right, are we re-rolling these up and picking it? Oh, I guess it's
only no, one. We're just doing one tonight. So stay tuned because our next one is going
to
be.
We have more questions, don't we?
Well, we have to write ours.
Yeah.
We have another one we have to record.
Sorry,
tonight.
We got to dip out on you guys because we're behind.
But I hope you feel like you know me a little better. I'm a very exciting person to know.
And it's fun to ask these questions.
It is fun. I'm going to be thinking about.
We all know each other so well. And so, like, some of the answers are like, I love it.
Yeah.
Wait. I've got like more random questions.
Okay, bring me another one.
A lot of people don't like their feet. Do you like your feet?
I actually don't mind my feet. I think I have pretty cute feet. I don't know.
I always think about it because realtors wear heels and I always see that on Realtor Talk.
Sorry, my toes pop if I bend them. I'm so sorry. You didn't know this about me. Fun fact, if I bend my toes, my bones crack. I just freaked out, Allie. Because she was right by my feet when I bent my toes and they full cracked.
So that happens when you podcast.
I hope you heard the sound in the podcast. I don't mind my feet. I feel like they're fine. Oh my God. My toenails are the manicure that I got in Vegas, my pedicure that I got in Vegas, which was in September, August. I'm really on top of my toe game.
Homes not getting our toes done.
But I think my feet are pretty great. I don't know. I mean, I have big feet for sure. Size 9. But
really?
I do. I have big feet.
Oh. Thanks for answering the question.
I go above and beyond. We talk about how our office goes above and beyond for our clients.
And every way.
Ask me a question. You're going to get way too much information.
I like how this is going for Cassie because ours are going to be like one line sentences.
I know. I don't know how to do that. We joke about how Danielle and Allie, when they write an email, it's like 4 words. And if I were to write the same email about the same subject, it would be 4 paragraphs.
It's so true.
I'm a little different than Danielle though because she'll always use periods and I'll like try to have a little personality. She's like, great.
I hate your period.
And I have way too much personality. I have to rein it in.
Exclamation points sometimes, but it's only when I'm trying to be nice.
Yeah.
When I'm not trying to be nice.
I feel like if I use all periods, people are going to think I hate them. Yeah. I don't know if that's just a generational thing.
No, I like it. What are you trying to say?
You're old. You are our elder. I am. I'm a millennial. It's fine. Everything's
fine. Well, I guess I'm a millennial too, but...
You're like the very bottom of the millennial.
We're exactly 10 years apart.
We are exactly
holy crap, for real?
Minus 3, like 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
No, 3 days.
Because you're only a few years younger than me, right?
I was going to say, because, yeah.
We're 10 years.
Wow. Okay. This is exciting.
Yeah. It's like
so we have Danielle, our eldest, as the one word response.
Our elder.
Allie, the youngest, as our two sentence response. And me, the obvious middle child, hashtag middle child syndrome, trying to be seen and recognized with 4 paragraphs and 72 exclamation points.
That's why I like look at Allie half the time and tell her to do things. And I'm like, I should have done this 10 years ago, so you are doing this.
Yeah.
It's not a question. You're doing it.
Yeah. Ask me who started a 401k the other day, because Danielle was like, do it.
Yeah.
I should have sooner. Do it now.
I just looked at her and said, I'm talking to you.
Yes.
Yeah. But you definitely do fit the middle child.
I am a very middle child. I just will never forget.
You are a middle child.
I am, literally, and I will never forget. Having like joking about it with you, with Jackson, who's your middle child, and making a joke about always being the forgotten one, and then being, oh shit, I shouldn't have said that to your child. That was really terrible of me.
I don't think she
did. Oh, good. I'm so glad.
And also,
no, because you were like, don't say she's the forgotten one. What are you thinking? Oh, yeah. And I was like, I'm sorry. I don't know what I was thinking. It's just in my body because I'm the middle child and we're always the forgotten one.
But it's funny though. I think that conversation actually kind of stuck with me. I forgot that it happened like that, but. I do think about that a lot because I'm like, oh, yeah, you are the middle one.
I am.
I have to make sure that I, like, make extra effort with Jackson.
Yeah, because we feel forgotten.
Yeah.
We're easily looked over.
She's not, but she is a middle kid.
I know. It's weird, right?
That's why I have so much fucking attitude in my house all the time.
Well, my kids are such a weird dynamic because my oldest is kind of, like, is a middle child biologically and has a middle child personality for sure. And then my middle is actually like an older child personality biologically mm-hmm. and fits that bill. And my youngest is obviously a baby and mm-hmm. fits mm-hmm. the youngest mold. But it's just funny how those dynamics can kind of.
Yeah. Yeah. Akita's the older cat and she's definitely snatchy.
Right.
And Milo is just like, just kidding.
It even works with cats.
It even works with cats.
Eleanor. She's like.
Oh, she is the queen.
Somebody. Yeah.
She's the queen. She's the oldest cat. Okay, this was great.
Are we done?
I think so.
Asking questions. Okay.
I think so.
Yeah.
Those were good questions.
Stay tuned for our next one in a few episodes, and you get to just be surprised at who gets interviewed. Is it Danielle? Is it Allie? What are we going to learn? What secrets are going to come forward?
Much love. Bye.
Bye.